ॐ सहना भवतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। So let's start with the Subhashitam. Arabdham uttam janaha na parityajanti. Arabdham, that is something that is started. Uttam janaha, the good people, na parityajanti, they do not give up, they do not leave. So good people do not give up what they have started. And today we have started our journey to learn Sanskritam. So I hope all of you can make every week and attend the classes regularly.
Sure.
प्रथमतया सर्वेभ्यः सर्वे जनाः कृपया परिचय ददातु। यदि इफ् यू हेव् स्टडीड् संस्कृतं बिफोर् और् इफ् यू हेव् नाट् स्टडीड् ऐ विल् रिक्वेस्ट् एव्रिवन् टु जस्ट् से जस्ट् ए लैन् ओर् टु अबौट् युर् सेल्फ् स्टार्टिङ्ग् फ्रोम् अमित् महोदय। अमित् जी, केन् यू गिव् युर् इन्ट्रोडक्षन्?
So, my name is Amit Kanwalkar. I'm totally new to Sanskrit. I've not studied it before.
But do you know Devanagari?
Yes, I know Devanagari.
So you can read?
Yes.
Okay. Raj Mohde? Oh, sorry, Amit ji, one more question. Sorry. Your country, please, of origin?
I'm based in Japan right now.
Very nice. Near Tokyo or somewhere else?
In Tokyo.
Very nice place. Raj Mohde?
Yeah, I stay in Bahrain. And then I have studied Sanskrit in my high school and college days as well. So you know the basic
grammar?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now Venkatji.
Hello, I'm Venkat. I have studied Sanskrit in my high school and 11th and 12th. But I don't know how much I remember. I can, of course, understand a few of the words. But let's see how much I remember.
I think the focus here is more on spoken Sanskrit rather than the grammar or anything like that. I will give the grammar wherever I feel appropriate, but focus would be to be able to speak. So the idea is of this initiative or Sanskrit Bharati initiative is to for people to get used to of speaking the language. It looks very good in the books, but if you don't speak it, it won't survive.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to speak anyway. So, Shilpa ji, can you give your parichay, please? Kripya?
Hello, I am Shilpa. I'm from India. I've studied in school days. But I can read only. I don't know grammar or anything else.
It will be good to, when you are reading, speak it loudly.
Hello. Is it audible?
Yeah, it is audible. Have you just joined?
No, I have joined before only.
But somebody joined and suddenly the echo is coming.
Okay. I gave my introduction. Shall I give you again?
I'm going in order, so...
Hi, this is Rajagopalan.
Namaste, Rajagopalanji.
Yes, hi.
Please give your introduction. Are you able to give your introduction, Rajagopalanji?
Yes, my name is Rajagopalan. I'm around 40 years old. I'm connecting from Chennai. I'm working as a project manager at Tata Consultancy Services in Chennai.
Very nice. So, previous knowledge of Sanskritam?
I don't have much knowledge on the Sanskrit. I used to recite slokas, but I don't have, not like studied Sanskrit.
So, main thing is you can read and Devanagari, and you can read Sanskritam. So, Raj Mohde?
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Please give your introduction.
I think I did, but I'll do it again.
Sorry.
I'm Raj. I did.
Oh, you have logged into two places. Two places.
Yeah,
I
just on a laptop to laptop for the viewing.
That's why. Raviji. Mic is muted. Can you unmute your mic and give the introduction, please?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, my name is Ravi. I'm from Mumbai. I do not have background of Sanskrit. I read only shloka. The main reason for me to understand and to be able to read Sanskrit is to read Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad Gita.
Samyak. Then I have I missed anybody? I think I have missed Jayendraji. Jayendraji, can you give your introduction, please? Jayendraji, are you able to give your introduction?
Is it Jayendra or Jayaram?
It says Jayendra, J-A-Y-E-N.
And then it must be somebody else. I am Jayaraman. Jayendra, there must be somebody else. Okay.
Jayaraman, you can give your introduction because I...
Yeah, thank you, ma'am. I am Jayaraman. I am from Chennai, Tamil Nadu, India. I am a retired person. I can read Devanagari script, but I have not studied Sanskrit. I am interested in learning spoken Sanskrit. That's the purpose I have joined this class. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you. I think I can't hear Jayendraji and K.S. Jayaraman.
Yes.
You have given the introduction?
Yes.
So, is there anybody I have missed out? I can see Raviji, who hasn't given the introduction. Raj has given, Raj Mohde, Raj Gopalan, Shilpaji, Venkat Raj. Is there anybody I have missed? Samita ji, I could not hear. Samita ji, do you want to try again to give the introduction? This class is very much about active participation. Na shruyate, can't hear anything. So I assume ki everybody has given the introduction, whoever was able to speak. Dhanyavadaha sarvebhyaha. So now we will do little bit of introduction in Sanskritam only. And there is somebody else joined, Akhila Vasuji. Are you able to give your introduction, little bit about your name, from where you are, and about knowledge of Sanskritam?
I am Akila Vasudevan. I am from Chennai. Mam naam Akila. I am from Chennai.
So you know little bit about spoken Sanskritam, yeah?
Yeah, to some extent,
Have you done any level from Sanskrit Bharati?
Yeah, I've studied Sanskrit in school, actually.
And spoken Sanskrit?
Spoken Sanskrit, not much. But I can understand very well, yeah.
Astha, no. Chintamastu. So now we will do some introduction again, but in Sanskritam. We have done some in English now so far.
Yeah.
Let's do some introduction. Mam naam Anuradha. Aham UK deshe vasami.
Okay.
Aham. वदतु भगिनी.
हलो या
हलो हलो
हा हलो
डू यू वांट टू से समथिंग?
नो नो आई विल कंटिन्यू या
सो आई वाज सेइंग अहम मम नाम अनुराधा अहम यूके देशे वसामि. सो नाउ स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम अमित जी, could you just say your name and where you are from? Amit ji, in Sanskritam, can you say two sentences like I did? Mama naama Anuradha, aham UK deshe vasami. Amit Mohde, are you able to say same thing about yourself?
मम नाम अमित, अहम जापान देशे वसामि.
सम्यक्. राजमहोदय.
मम नाम राज, अहम बहरेन देशे वसामि.
वेंकट महोदय.
मम नाम वेंकट, अहम जर्मनी देशे वसामि.
शिल्पा जी,
मम नाम शिल्पा, अहम इंडिया देशे वसामि.
राज नारायणन, आर नारायणन, आर नारायणन महोदय. R. Narayanan Mode, are you able to speak? Yes, sir. Raj Gopalan Mode? Nash? Yeah.
My name is Raj Gopal Singh. I'm Chennai. Hey.
Dhanyawad. Jayendra Mode? अखिला वासु भगिनी.
मम नाम अखिला, अहम इंडिया देशे वसामि.
रवि महोदय.
मम नाम रवि, अहम इंडिया, आफ्टर दैट वर्ड आई फॉरगॉट,
वसामि.
वसामि.
मम नाम रवि, अहम भारत देशे वसामि. विजयलक्ष्मी भगिनी.
मम नाम विजयलक्ष्मी, अहम भारतदेशे वसामि.
समिता भगिनी. के एस् जयनारायणन्
मम नाम जयरामः अहं भारतदेशे वसामि
बहु समीचीनम् नौ सो यु विल् से वेन् यु हेव् टु आस्क् सम्बडीस् नेम् मम नाम सीता और मम नाम राधिका एण्ड् वेन् यु हेव् टु आस्क् भवत्याः नाम किम् भवत्याः नाम किम् सो वि विल् प्राक्टिस् देट् स्टार्टिङ्ग् फ्रोम् जयनारायणन् महोदय कृपया मम नाम पृच्छतु आस्क् मी द क्वश्चन् भवत्याः नाम किम् भवत्याः नाम किम् के एस् जयनारायणन् महोदय कृपया पृच्छतु जयरमन्
जयरामन्
जयरामन्
मम नाम जयरामः भवत्याः नाम किम्
मम नाम अनुराधा भवतः नाम किम्
मम नाम जयरामः भवत्याः नाम किम्
धन्यवादः विजयलक्ष्मी भगिनी कृपया मम नाम पृच्छतु विजयलक्ष्मी भगिनी मम नाम पृच्छतु मम एकं प्रश्नं पृच्छतु भवती ऐ यु एबल् टु स्पीक् वक्तुं शक्नोति वा अमित् महोदय मम नाम पृच्छतु
मम नाम अमित् भवत्याः नाम किम्
मम नाम अनुराधा सम्यक्तया सुराज महोदय प्रश्नं पृच्छतु
मम नाम राज भवत्याः नाम किम्
सम्यक् वेङ्कट् महोदय
मम नाम वेङ्कट् भवत्याः नाम किम्
सम्यक् शिल्पा भगिनी
मम नाम शिल्पा भवत्याः नाम किम्
सम्यक् राज महोदय रेडि राजगोपालन् महोदय
मम नाम राजगोपालन् भवत्याः नाम किम्
भवत्याः
नाम किम्
सम्यक् अखिला भगिनी
मम नाम अखिला भवत्याः नाम किम्
सम्यक् रवि महोदय
मम नाम रवि भवत्याः नाम किम्
सम्यक् श्यामला भगिनी श्यामला
हलो
कृपया एकं प्रश्नं पृच्छतु मम नाम अनुराधा भवत्याः नाम किम्
मम नाम नारायणः
चेन्नै नगरे वसामि
चेन्नै नगरे वसामि
शैमाला महोदय भवती शैमाला भवती आर् यू एबल् टु हियर् मी
या ऐ एम् एबल् टु हियर् यू जस्ट् नौ देयर् आर् सम् प्राब्लम् वित् मै कनेक्षन् दट्स् वै ऐ गाट् बि डिलेड्
ओके सीमा भगिनी
ओके मम नाम सीमा कोलालम्पूर् ग्रामे वसामि
ओ बहु समीचीनं There is somebody with 729-994-7206. Can you give your introduction, please? 729-994-7208.
Mama Nama Jayendraha, Bharate நகரம் வசாமி.
நான் இப்ப கிளாஸ்ல இருக்கேன்.
May I request everyone to mute their mic when they are not speaking, because otherwise there is a lot of noise.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So now what we will do, we will ask each other the name. மம நாம ராமஹ भवत्याः नाम किम्? We've done that. I will have to we will have to ask each other the names.
Okay.
And keep the difference in mind. So when you are asking a feminine person, then you ask bhavatyah nama kim. When you are asking a male or pulingah, then you say bhavatah nama kim. So like mama nama Anuradha, Rajgopalan mohode, bhavatah nama kim. Kripya vadatu Rajgopalan mohode.
மம நாம ராஜகோபாலன், பவத்யாஹ நாம கிம்?
கிருப்யா ஜெயேந்திர மஹோதய பிருச்சது. ப்ளீஸ் ஆஸ்க் ஜெயேந்திர மஹோதய ஹிஸ் நேம்.
ஹாய் ஜெயேந்திரன், மம நாம ராஜகோபாலன், பவத்யா நாம கிம்?
பவத்தஹ நாம கிம்?
பவத்தஹ பவத்தஹ நாம கிம்?
ஜெயேந்திர மஹோதய கிருப்யா வதது, கிருப்யா ப்ளீஸ் சே. நா ஸ்ரூயதே பவான் ஜெயேந்திர மஹோதய? ஓகே, லுக்ஸ் லைக் சம் டெக்னிக்கல் ப்ராப்ளம் தேர். அகிலா பகினி கிருப்யா ரவி மோஹதே பிரச்சது.
மம நாம அகிலா, பவதஹ நாம கிம்?
ரவி மோஹதே கிருப்யா பிரச்சது. அகிலா மோஹதே பவதி.
மம நாமம் அகிலா, பவதே நாம கிம்?
நோ, கிருப்யா யுவர் நேம், சே யுவர் நேம் அண்ட் தென் ஆஸ்க் அகிலா பகினி.
மம நாமம் ரவி, பவதே நாம கிம்?
பவத்யாஹ நாம கிம்?
பவத்யாஹ, ஓகே, ஓகே.
ரவி மஹோதய கிருப்யா நாராயணன் மஹோதய பிரச்சது.
மம நாமம் ரவி, பவத நாம கிம்?
நாராயண் மஹோதய, நாராயணன் மஹோதய கிருப்யா சீமா பகினிம் பிரச்சது. நாராயணன் மஹோதய கிருப்யா சீமா பகினிம் பிரச்சது. ஆர் யூ ஏபிள் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? ஐ அம் சேயிங் வெரி சிம்பிள் சன்ஸ்கிருதம். நாராயணன் மஹோதய, கேன் யூ ஆஸ்க் சீமா பகினி வாட் டெல் யுவர் நேம் அண்ட் ஆஸ்க் ஹர் நேம்? நோ. ராஜ் மஹோதய.
மம நாம நாராயணஹ, பவதி நாம கிம்?
பவத்யாஹ நாம கிம்?
பவத்யாஹ நாம கிம்?
சமீச்சனம். ராஜ் மஹோதய கிருப்யா ஷேமாலா பகினி பிரச்சது.
மம நாம ராஜ், பவத்யாஹ நாம கிம்?
பவ சமீச்சனம். There is something that you have to keep in mind when for all the pulingaha, when your name is ending in a small a, like Ramah, Shridharah, Rajah, then you have to put the visarga in the end, like Mama Nama Rajah, Mama Nama Narayanah, Mama Nama Shridharah. But for females, it's okay because it's long A. So you could say Shaimala, you could say Seema, Anuradha. There is no difference in that. So now, I think I will have to Akhila ji, if there is, I don't know where the noise is coming, or from Seema ji. There is lot of noise.
No, background. I was unmuting my microphone because you said, no, when you're not speaking, unmute the mic. I mean, mute the mic when I'm not speaking.
Dhanyavad, Bhagini. Just checking.
Yeah, I'm online.
I have muted my mic, Narayana.
Samyak, dhanyavad. Seema Bhagini, are you able to speak?
Yes.
I have not heard from you. Yeah. Bhagini, kripya Ravi Mohode prichatu.
Mama Nama Seema. Bhavata Nama Kim.
Ravi Mohode, kripya vadatu.
Mama Namam Ravi.
Venkat Mohadayam Pruchatu. Raviji, can you ask Venkat Mohadayam the same question?
Okay. Mama Nama Ravi Bhagavataha Kim. Nama Kim.
Bhavataha Nama Kim. Purnam Vakyam Vadatu. No shortcut.
Okay, okay. Sorry.
Venkat Mohade, can you ask Shilpa Bhagini?
Mama Nama Venkata. Bhavatyaha.
Shilpa Bhagini, can you ask Akhila Bhagini?
Mama Nama Shilpa. Bhavatyah namakim.
Shilpa Bhagini, can you ask Narayan Mohade?
Mama nama Shilpa. Bhavatah namakim.
Narayan Mohade, can you ask Seema Bhagini?
Mama nama Narayanah. Bhavatyah namakim.
Samichna. So now we can, and we know that from this introduction that you say this Mama Nama, and you introduce yourself with this sentence Mama Nama Anuradha, Mama Nama Rajgopalan, Mama Nama Ravi, Mama Nama Akhila, Mama Nama Shyamala, Mama Nama Seema, Mama Nama Narayanaha, Mama Nama Jayendraha. Like that. When you have to ask any male pulingaha, then you ask Bhavataha Namakim. And when you have to ask any feminine person, then you ask Bhavatyaha Namakim. So now a little bit about the Devanagari itself. What we have to do in that all the letters in alphabet, we have swaras and we have consonants, vowels and consonants, like any other language, but there are some special things that we need to note about this alphabet. First of all, it's very scientific. The organization of these letters is very scientific. When you say A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, there is no science involved in that. But when you say ka, kha, ga, kha, nya, cha, cha, ja, cha, nya, ta, tha, da, tha, na, ta, tha, da, tha, na, pa, pha, ba, pha, ma, you see the where the sound is coming from. The first ka, kha, ga, kha, na comes from throat. So if even you can mute your mic, but you can speak out loud, you will see all the sounds are coming from your throat. And when we move this from throat towards the lips, through the, if you make a, with your finger, if you make a line going towards your lip from your throat, and you will be able to see the vibration where the sound is coming from. Or you put your hand on your neck and you can speak, then you will be able to guess it. So when you say cha cha ja cha na, then it is the next level up going towards your mouth. That is the talwe, and that comes from your talu or the back of your mouth. Then the next one is murdhanya, ta ta da ta na. This one again moving little bit more forward towards your lips, but still on top of your, where the soft part of your upper part of your mouth. Then the ta tha da dha na is dantavya. That always you will have to use your teeth for that. Ta tha da dha na. When you speak it, you will notice that your tongue always touches your teeth. And then comes pa pha ba pha ma. This is the oshtheya, which means that you will always have to touch your lips to speak that. And then we have a mixed one, yara lava, sha sha saha, kshatra gya, shra, and om is also there. Om is not part of alphabet, but it's there. So all the fifth letters of each line are the consonants, and there is always some confusion between na, nya, na, na, and ma. How the sounds, a lot of people are not able to differentiate between these sounds. So the if you keep that in mind, that where it is coming from, like from your throat, from your talve, or from your murdhanya, from your teeth or your lips, then you should be able to speak the right, you should be able to pronounce the right sound for it. The next thing to notice, for example, when you're saying na for the first one, ka kha ga kha na, that na should be like Ganga. Next, cha cha ja cha nya, that nya should be like Pitanjali. That na is different to the first one. And ta tha da tha na is like ghanta. The sound that comes with ghanta, that is the na for that. And then there is na, ta tha da dha na, which is your dantavya, again with the teeth. There is no confusion normally about this one and ma. So swaras are important here. Swaras, because most all of you know the Devanagari, so main difference is that you can't speak the consonants without the help of swaras. Swaras are, you can say on their own, like a, a, I, e, u, u, ri, 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 a, I, o. Aha, you can say on its own, but for ka, you can't say on its own because it will be ka. There will be like big breath of out without a help of a. So So you will have to use the swaras along with consonants. We will learn more about it when we go forward, but I think for now this is the basic thing that we need to know. So there is a one mala geetam on the YouTube as well. You should you can recite that in your own time. It's very melodic, and you should be like we have for even in English we do ABCD song. It is good to practice a-e-i-u-u-ri, and it will help you to have the correct pronunciation as well. So may I ask somebody to read it for me, the first line. Maybe I could start with Amitji. Amitji, are you able to read the first line? I can't hear Amitji. KSJ Ramanji. Jai Ramanji. Okay, I think what we will do, maybe we can just...
Madam, shall I read the first line?
Kripya, every time you have to speak, so always say your name first, like Aham, Rajasmi, Aham Venkatasmi. Introduce yourself and then ask the question. Just a small...
Jayaraman.
Kripya Vajatu.
Jayaraman, shall I read the first line?
Kripya Patatu.
A-A-E-U-U-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R
धन्यवादः, समीचीनम्. विजयलक्ष्मी मैडम, नेक्स्ट लाइन. विजयलक्ष्मी भवती, आर यू एबल टू स्पीक? अमित महोदय, राज महोदय.
अहम राज अश्वः आम्रः अश्वः चतुरः आम्रः मधुरः.
सो यू हैव टू से अहम राजः अस्मि. जस्ट स्मॉल करेक्शन. अश्वः आम्रः अश्वः चतुरः आम्रः मधुरः. वेंकट महोदय, नेक्स्ट लाइन कृपया पठतु.
अहं वेंकटः अस्मि. इक्षुः ईशः रक्षतु सर्वान् अपि परमेशः.
बहु समीचीनम्. शिल्पा भगिनी.
अहं शिल्पा अस्मि. उदकम् ऊर्मिः उदकं प्रवहति प्रभवति ऊर्मिः.
बहु समीचीनं. राजगोपालन् महोदय.
अहं राजगोपालन् अस्मि. ऋषिं नाम पारा ru iti vyaham vyayam patamaha.
Dhanyavada mahode. Does anybody else want to give the same line try?
Can I try?
Yeah, please. Kripyan. Na.
Aham Sima Asmi. Ru Ru Rishiyaha Rishir Namamaha. Ru Lu Iti Vayam Pathamaha.
Anybody else want to give it a go?
Aham Ravi Asmi.
Asmita Asmi.
Ravi Mohde?
Aham Ravi Ashmi. Ruhu Ruhu Rishyaha Rishim Namaha Rushi Lu Iti Vayam Patama.
Dr. Hardeep, is it? Dr. Hardeep Mohde? Are you able to speak? I think you have just joined. Jayendra Mohde?
Aham Jayendra Asmi. Ru Ru Rishihi Rishi Namaha Ru Lu Iti Vyayam Patamaha.
Dhanyavada. It is Ri Ri Rishihi Rishim Namamaha. Lot of you missed out the ma on the top. Rishim.
Oh, okay.
There is a dot on the top. Namamaha. Ri ri rishihi. Rishim namamaha. Ru ru iti vayam patamaha.
Vyam.
Can you please say again?
Ri Ri Rishihi. Yeah.
Rishim
Namaha.
Okay.
Namamaha.
Ru Ru Rishihi.
Ru.
Rishim. Ru Ru Rishihi. Rishim Namamaha. Ru Lu Iti Vyayam Patamaha.
Vayam patamaha.
Vayam patamaha.
Next line. So next is trying to find Mahalakshmi. Mahalakshmi Bhagini, can you read this next line? Are you able to read the next line? A. No? Priya Bhagini, can you read the next line? No. Shyamala Bhagini? So can anybody want to read that next line?
Can I try?
Somebody who hasn't tried before?
Can I try?
Mama Narama Narayanha, can I try?
Have you tried before, both of you? I'm just trying to find who hasn't spoken before. there are people
mama nama priya am try kar
ha vadatu
a yang stulah prishtah ai aindrajalikah
kripya punah patatu
स्थूलः पृष्ठः ऐ ऐ ऐन्द्रजालिकः
ऐ ऐ एडः स्थूलः पृष्ठः ऐ ऐ इन्द्रजालिकः नेक्स्ट् एनिबडि नौ केन् रीड् ऐ डोण्ट् मैण्ड् नारायण महोदय लेट्स् गो बेक् इन् टु
आम् अखिला अस्मि
भगिनी पठतु एकम् एकं निमिषः प्रतीक्षा करोतु इफ् यु रीड् इन् फ्रोम् हियर् लैक् ऐ ऐ ओ औ सो इट् इस् ऐ ऐ ओ औ एण्ड् फोर् ऋषि I don't think it has like ru ru lu yeah so from here you can see little bit of help how to pronounce but what I suggest if you have not used there is an app on your Android phone that you can download or install it is called Duolingo app you can install the free version and practice the sounds with it it is for Hindi though but the sounds are the same so it does not matter if you are I think it's more helpful for people who do not have the script knowledge Devanagari script but it's useful it does have other languages like Spanish German and Arabic and Chinese and all the languages but for our purposes Hindi is also there so if you feel like learning other languages that is good as well right so just the last two lines Akhila Bhagini please
yeah aham Akhila asmi ओ ओ ओ तुः म्याव् म्याव् ओ तुः औ औषधं मास्तु मास्तु
ओ ओ ओ तुः म्याव् म्याव् ओ तुः
औ औषधं औ औषधं मास्तु मास्तु
मास्तु सो नौ वी केन् सिङ्ग् दिस् वन् Everybody ready to sing?
Yeah.
So you can unmute your mics and let's try see how it goes without the echo. So I was expecting everybody to sing afterwards. अश्वः आम्रः अश्वः चतुरः आम्रः
अश्वः
अश्वः
चतुरः आम्रः मधुरः
ईशः रक्षतु सर्वान् अपि परमेशः उदकम् ऊर्मिः उदकं प्रवहति प्रभवति ऊर्मिः A bit of tongue twister there, so you will be careful. Ri ri rishihi rishim namamaha ri iti vayam pathamaha
ri ri rishim
namamaha ri ri vayam pathamaha ai ai edah sthulah prishta ऐ ऐ इन्द्रजालिकः ओ ओ ओ तुः म्यो म्यो ओ तुः औ औषधं मासु मासु स्वागतं पल्लवी भगिनी, कृपया परिचय ददातु. कृपया अपना यू प्लीज से योर नेम, लाइक आई विल से मम नाम अनुराधा, आम यूके देशे वसामि. So please tell me your name and where you live.
Mama Nama Pallavi. I live in Calcutta. Hello.
Aham UK deshe vasami. Bhavati kutra vasti?
Kutra vasti.
Where do you live?
Aham. Aham Kutravasti, Calcutta.
Where do you live, Bhavati? You live Bharat Deshe. Aham Bharat Deshe Vasami. Aham UK Deshe Vasami. Aham
US Deshe Vasami.
धन्यवाद. Did you get we just did the introductions and we just did the Varnamala Geetam, little bit of Devanagari knowledge. So
okay,
do you want to read this vowels?
Yes please.
Kripya pathatu. Are you able to see my screen?
Yes, yes, I can.
Kripya pathatu.
Asya, amra, udakam, urmi,
urmihi,
ishu.
Ikshuhu.
Rishihi. Ikshuhu. Rishihi.
Ikshuhu.
Ishaha. 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 And Ri.
Ri and La.
It's La, yeah. So if you go back in here, so the it is little bit of help here how to pronounce these, and I mentioned that you can download the Duolingo app to help me with the pronunciations as well. It is available on the Android Duolingo. Or I'm sure on iPhone as well. So during from now to next week, try to everyone try to sing with the song during your it's all fun.
Okay.
Try to learn the Varnamala Geetam.
Entrajalik.
Edah.
ईदः यन्त्रजालिक यन्त्रजालिकः ओतुः
औषधम्. So one thing you will notice, when there is a visargah, the two dots in the end, they follow the pronunciation of the swara that is before that. For example, here it's u, o tu. So you will say o tu hu. When it is, for example, in here, kshamata. So for example, here it's urmihi. So e is there before. So then it's ihi. It follows the swara that is before that. So urmihi.
Okay.
And here we have ikshu. So here we have ikshu. Yeah, very good. Ikshu. Here we have amraha. So it's following the a. Amraha. Urmihi.
Amraha.
Ikshu.
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 Ikshu. So we will not do the one mala geetam today. We have already done one geetam. But now we will try to do the compound letters. So we have all the matra. So like I mentioned, without any, all the consonants can't be pronounced without any help of swaras. So when you say ka, you do need a in the with it. So when it's a long a, it is either there are two ways of writing it in English, which is called the transliteration. Either you write k a a or you write k with the capital A. So most of the time we will be using the capital letters for long swaras in our transliteration if we have to write. So let's start with Amit ji. Amit ji, can you read the first line please, starting from here?
Ka I ku kru 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 ke kai ko kau.
Rajgopalan mohde, Rajgopalan mohde, next line. That was Pallavi Bhagini, yeah?
Yes. Oh, I was doing it by my...
It's okay. Next is Rajgopalan Mohde hasn't spoken. Shemala Bhagini? Are you able to read the next line? Just the G. Hon Narayanan Mohde?
Narayanasmi.
It's a great One more thing about this Varnamala is when we say a little bit going back up here to our first sheet. I forgot to mention when you say ka, ka, ga, ga, so ka, cha and ta, these are the soft ones. These are called the alpa pranas. When you have a ka, so ka. When you say ka, ka is soft, ka is hard, ka is called mahaprana. Then ga is again alpa prana and gha is mahaprana. So all the column second and fourth column are mahaprana and column first and third are alpa pranas. So when you speak it's ka kha, you will see the second letter always go little bit hard when you are saying it. So we in English there are these mahapranas are not there. You will always have to join with somebody something else. Like you see K and H, C and H. So to pronounce it, you always need a second letter. In English letters, these all the second and fourth column is missing. Just for knowledge sake, they say, so pronunciation also gets better when we know these things. So let's go back where we were. Jayendra Mohde, are you able to speak the next line? With ga,
ga, ga, ga, e, e, gu, gu, gru, gru, glu, e, gai, go, go.
Samyak. Harshadeep Mohdaya. Next line. Your mic is muted. Okay. Priya Bhagini?
Next line. Gha, gha, va?
Ka, with the anuswaras.
Kam, kam, kim, kim. Kum, kum, krim, 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 kim, klam, klam, kim, kaim, kum, kum.
Bahut samajhnam. Amrit, Amit, Amit Kansawal.
Yes.
The last one.
Ka. Ki.
It's a visarga after that. Last line.
Okay. Kaha. Kaha. Ki. Ki. Kuhu. Kuhu. Graha. Graha. Gluha, kiha, kaiha, koha, kauha.
Bahut samajhnam. Dhanyawad. So next is how to how to write these letters, and when there are half letters, I understand that some of the languages do not have the vertical line on the top. And also some languages like from top to bottom, like Japanese, I think. I'm not a scholar on that. So I'm just know a few facts. But when we write, we always write from left to right, and there is always a vertical line. So the vertical line represents matra a as well. So when you are writing the half letters, we are removing that a part of the vowel from it. So we could write a small halanta, like in here, this small diagonal line under the letter to say that it's without a vowel. Or we could just write like this V is written here. So you will see the different ways, especially when we write the R, half R, becomes very tricky because for example, in here, you see that this is also R, pronounced R. But when we write the R, you might say in Graham, you might see a diagonal letter on the G, or you will see the R, Graham. So if there is one thing you have to keep in mind is R is a vowel and R is a consonant, and sometimes there is a confusion about it. So and also when we are doing the some sort of sandhi rules, which some of you might know who have read in the school, and the re actually when you add a, it becomes a r, which is a consonant. But it's not the grammar. It's focus of this group is not about the grammar. But I'm just mentioning here, it might click to someone. So here we have the half letter or the conjunct letters to pronounce. I suggest that you can read very quickly rather than anybody. I will want some volunteers who have not spoken, but read it quickly. I was expecting some volunteer to raise a hand to read the first line. Okay, I will select Ravi Mode.
K, kh, gh, gh, d, ch, ch, jh, jh, a, th, dh, d, dh, n, p, th, d, dh, n, p, th, b, dh, m, y, r, l, v, sh.
So note the difference between this sh and this sh. Kshamyatam. This sh is for Shankara. This is for Shatkon or Shatkon. So there is sh. This is soft and this is little bit harsh again. The next line. Dr. Hardeep. Mohdey, are you able to speak? No. Jayendra Mohdey.
Aham Jayendra Asmi. Asmi. Haka. Haka. Haga. Haga.
He too becomes tricky, right?
Yeah, Saja, Saja, Pranam, kada 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 kana kada 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 kana kapa kapa kaba kaba kama kaya pra la va kya kya kata kaha.
So, and you have to, it's for everyone, that when the first ka is a half ka, so there is no a in that, so you might say kaka, kaka, kaga, kagha, kana, kacha, kacha, kaja, kaja, kanya, kata, katha, kada, kadha, kana, kata, katha, kada, like that. So next line, let's try with kha. It is a little bit tricky to pronounce these things. So let's go with the Narayan Mohde.
Kha. Narayan, Narayan Asmi.
Narayanaha Asmi.
Narayanaha Asmi. Kha. Kha. Kha.
Because I can't hear the ka part.
Let's start from beginning.
It's okay, you can continue.
Ka, ga, na, cha, 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 nya, nya, ta, ta, na, 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 ta, ta, da, da, ka, pa, pa, ba, ba, ma, ya, swa, ikwa, ikla, ikcha, iksha, iksa, ka. Bit difficult to do.
Pallavi Bhagini, can you read the next line?
Ik, ik, ig, ig, e, e, itch, ig, ij, itch, e, e, it, 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 in, it, it, id, id, in, a, it, ib, ib, m, a, l, 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 in, ib, is, 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 e.
Yeah, which line did you read? With did you read after gha?
Yeah, gha.
With the na. Nyak.
Ak.
Nyak.
Yak. 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 Ya. Yach.
It's yach. It's na. It's stop, Bhagini. You read from ka, ka, ga, gha, na. So now we are reading this horizontal line. So it's na, it's na. And when you say half of na and ka, so it should be nuk, nuk,
nuk,
nuk,
nuk,
nuk.
Lug.
And this is difficult L. one.
N.
Mm-hmm.
Nudge. 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 nudge, near, nut, 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 near, nut, 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 lug, near, near, lug, lug, lum, near, null, null, lub, nush, nut, nut, near.
Dhanyavad. So, one thing I want to point out, like I mentioned about the R, for example, if you see this column with R, you will see this diagonal line goes into as half R. When it's R is in a full in the end, for example, V and R is there, so then it becomes the diagonal line. But for example, here it goes on the top as R, as half. The difference is here, the first R is going on the top, and in here, for example, Vr, the last R is full, V is half. So you have to understand the difference between these two. And also, when you are doing the re, which is a vowel, it's not shown in this table. So that will be also, for example, here we have gr, shamyatam, gr, that will become when it's a like a hook underneath, gri. So anyway, you practice this, all of you can practice that in your own time. And if there are some difficult letters to pronounce, we can clear the doubts next week. So next is the way to write the letters. So you can't just start from here and then start typing or writing from here. When, for example, you have to write like this. Can you see my cursor? To have a better handwriting. Otherwise, it goes everywhere. And so this is in the slides. I will share the slides afterwards so you can practice how to write the correct way. I will not go into too much detail here. Same goes for these. So if from the grammar point of view in Sanskritam, we know that there are three lingas there. There is masculine, feminine, and neuter. Most, for example, when we talk about Hindi or other Indian languages or English, there are only two lingas. There are not three. I think German has got three lingas, but in no time aware of many other languages have got three lingas. And any other, like any other language, there will be nouns and there will be verbs. For example, apple is a noun and ball is a verb. There is no difference. Pronouns like he, she, it, this and that, we will learn more about this. And we have seven question marks, saptakakaraha, like what, who, where, when, which, why, how. This is no different, but all the kakaras, all the prashnavachak shabda, they also have the, they also decline in different. And then the sentence structure is very important, because in Sanskritam you can write in any fashion. You could write like in English, if you say horse runs or runs horse, that will be wrong. But here, if you say ashwaha dhavati, dhavatihi ashwaha, both sentences will be correct. But in Sanskrit, when you, in English, when you say cat eats dog, or dog eats cat, the meaning is completely different to that. But when you are in Sanskritam, when you say marjaraha, kukuraha khadati, or kukuram marjaraha khadati, the meaning will remain the same. It won't change its meaning. The reason being that all the details are in the letter itself, the shabdaha, it's complete in itself. When we say kukuraha, which is a dog, there are vibhaktis in the they decline the words in Sanskritam, which means that it will know which is a actual doer and which is the action being upon done upon. So people who have studied the Sanskritam previously, and they will know, like you might have read karta ne karam ko karan se ka, like that. So who is the actual doer, who is doing the actual action? That is very important. So that also adds, because our language becomes very poetic as well because of that, because of the endings, because then it's so easy to write in poetry. So now we will little bit go into the three lingas. For example, Syutaha. Syutaha is a bag. Mala. Mala.
Pustakam. Hello.
Hello, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah.
Mic went off.
I think she's muted.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes. No, you're able to hear you.
Shamatam. So I was saying, like, Syutaha is a masculine and Mala is a feminine and Pustakam is a neuter. So it's not a rule, but when any word that ends with a, small a, it's masculine. With long a, like mala, lata, it will be feminine. But there are exceptions, so we can't just accept that anything that is ending with long a is feminine for sure, or anything that ends with a is pullinga. But it gives a guideline that letters ending with the small a are pullinga, letter ending with long a are feminine, and letters ending with are neuter. But do watch out for exceptions as well, and for there will be we haven't done other endings like small e or long e, like harihi. Hari is masculine, but nadi is feminine, long e. So watch out for these. Then this is the convention used in our presentations. When it shows a long hand, it means something is very far. And when something is very near or close by, then a small hand is shown. This is just a convention that is used in our presentations. So now we will go into, we got only about 5 minutes. So little bit introduction to the next week subject. So we will say when something is far away, saha kaha saha syutaha. Kaha means for a masculine, who or what. Saha kaha saha syutaha. So if it's a say balaha is here, so will sahakaha sah balaha. But when we are talking in for feminine, so all these will have long a. So sa ka sa mala. So what is what is that? That is mala. However, when we are saying for a neuter, then it's tat kim tat pustakam. How when something is nearby, then we use the eshaha or esha or etat. So we add the a in front. For example, here
etat asha.
So, for example, if we have this, if it was a this hand was long hand, we will say etat kim, etat pustakam. Esha ka, esha mala. Esha kaha, esha syutaha. So next week we will do more practice on this, asking the question, because first of all we will get familiar with a lot of nouns and around our environment, so we can ask sah kaha tat kim. So if you look around in your house, you can ask these questions during the week, and you can practice that and bring out the objects that you want to know the names of.
Sure.
Yeah. So now we can finish our today's class with Ekakta Mantra. Some of you will know Ekakta Mantra, some of you won't. So if we can do the lead and follow, I will say the first line and you follow it, and then so on. And if you want to know the meaning of this, you can always look into the Google, or I can give it to you later. So let's sing it. And then with the Shanti Mantra, we will end. Yam Vedika Mantra Drishah Puranah.
Yam Vedika Mantra Drishah Puranah.
Indram Yamam Matrishwanamahuh. Vedantino nirvachaniyamekam. Brahmashabdena vinirdishanti. Shiv Vidya Vochan Veshna Vishnu Riti Stuvanti. Buddha Tathahan Iti Bodh Jainaha. Sachi Akale Ticha Sikh Santaha. Shaste tike chit kati chit kumaraha. Swami ti mate ti pite ti bhaktya.
Swami,
यं प्रार्थयन्ते जगदीश तारम् स एक एव प्रभुर्द्वितीया शान्तिमन्त्रः कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रिये वा प्लीज जॉइन विद मी दिस वन कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रिये वा सकलं परस्मै नारायणाय सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखात् भवेत् अग्रे सप्ताहे पुनः मिलामः धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः धन्यवादः
अनुराधा भगिनी
वदतु भवान्
मम जयराम अस्मि यु हेव् एनी डिफिकल्टी इन् प्रोनौन्सिङ्ग्